From Fifth Avenue in New York City, here's Michael Luton.
Good morning, everybody. Well, here in the office of MichaelLuton.com, we have been bombarded by emails and Facebook messages about the piece that just appeared on Monday, April 4th, on the You're Under Surveillance page, as well as the This Shit Works astrology class page. Mainly because the entrance of Neptune in Pisces is directly connected with the dumping of the radioactive water in the Pacific. Now, if you happen to be a surfer, a swimmer, or a boater, or just a person who'd like to go on living for five more minutes because there are things you'd rather do than be vomiting up green slime, I'm sure you got to be frustrated by the fact that this is not even in the news. Except, oh, no, shut up. Yes, of course. Just this morning, I was watching the news, and I saw something. What is happening in Japan on the news? It was at the end of the morning news, but it was on the news anyway, and you know what they showed? They showed a dog being reunited with his master. The dog was found alive in the wreckage of the earthquake and tsunami. What a happy story. I felt so touched, I just sat there speechless. That was the news about Japan. Now, once in a while, you do hear a whisper of how many months and years it's going to take to stop the flow of this radioactive material. But mostly, it's not news. Now, look, I love the Pacific Ocean. I spend much of my time in it. But it's not just the Pacific. It's the fact that governments all over the world are more scared of panic than they are of radioactivity. And you can understand why, because, hey, why bother? This is good for the pharmaceutical companies. And besides, true enough, what can we do about it? If you complain, then you're an anti-nuclear kook. And we all know how much we really need nuclear energy for peacetime purposes. But now what? Asks the monkey on the Daily Fix page of MichaelLuton.com. Now what? The accident happened. The earth blew apart, and with it, the past as we knew it. We have to awaken from our dreamless sleep and see this is a serious turn in world events. It's so serious that America, as President Obama announces, goes off to war with Libya. Libya. What a colossal distraction. What a colossal distraction from, and you can't really blame these guys, a distraction from something so vast and so unthinkable and so out of control that there's nothing anybody can do about it. And remember, Pluto and Capricorn, we've been saying this since 2006, 2007, Pluto and Capricorn is the attempt, the desperate attempt, I might add, on the part of governments and organizations and corporations and companies all over the world to keep order. And you can't blame them, really. A society gone wild, for Christ's sakes. We'd all be out in the streets, having sex with each other, then killing each other, then eating each other, wouldn't we? No, Mike, just you. Well, whatever. But we cannot live in a wild, uncivilized society with people running through the streets with baseball bats and rioting. Or can we? I mean, that's not the answer, is it? So you can kind of understand why these old geezers, which they are, hanging madly onto their power and the patriarchy, are doing everything they can to keep people from freaking out. Because why? What are you going to do about it? This is the result of past action. And nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows what to do next. Nobody knows what to do next. Nobody knows what to do next. If anybody has a brilliant idea, we welcome it. I mean, public outcry can certainly help. But unless somebody's got a really bright idea, they're just going to keep dumping the radioactive water in the ocean until the blue Pacific turns a bright, psychedelic green. Because nobody knows what to do next. Although, Neptune is going to react. Neptune will definitely react. Talk to you later.
This has been a special report from the World Orbiting Astrological Observatory. This is WOAO.